Hello, this is Fawn Town, and I want to thank you for joining me on this week's episode of Every Little Bit Counts. This week, I have a guest on. This is Dashka Gerritsen, and Dashka and I met. We were actually in a class together with Anna Sui, and we had the opportunity to meet. We learned a bit about each other's work. And Dashka has actually done a healing on me. And it was different because I am trained in Reiki as a medical intuitive and spiritual response therapy. And her training is in healing touch and the soul intelligent method. And the concepts are somewhat similar, but there's some variances in them. And I think with a lot of modalities, we find that there are variances in them. And she did this work on me, and it was incredibly powerful. She called me up, she started the work. We actually hung up, and then she pinged me later to let me know she was done. And I was laying there, just allowing myself to experience it. And I got incredibly cold, which is something, Dashka, that you say can happen. But I got incredibly cold and have never experienced that before in a healing, which I thought was pretty cool. So thank you very much for joining me. And I just wanted to kick in and let you talk a bit about healing touch and soul intelligent method and how you leverage these modalities. Your business is called Healing Hands. So what is it about those modalities, how you connect them and work with them when you work on some of your clients?
Hi, Vaughn. Wonderful to see you and thank you for having me.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
absolutely. I think of my work as working with the energetics of the energy body and the physical body. So we're moving the energy outside of the body and also inside the body so that the body naturally gets into alignment and heals itself.
I love that. And just to also comment, your background in and the field of work that you've been involved with is nursing. So you have delved into what people know as the standard medical practice, going to the hospital, meeting with your doctors, but you've connected and added the energy element to your work, and you've been able to apply that to some of the patients that you work with at the hospital, haven't you?
Yes, I do. So I've been a
Awesome.
bedside registered nurse at bedside hospital for more than 15 years. And
That's awesome.
I found Healing Touch program and fell in love with it as continuing education for nursing.
That's
And
awesome.
just took it, absolutely love, fell in love with it and took it as far as I was able to and got certified as a practitioner, looking at the whole person rather than
When you,
Western medicine.
yeah, exactly. I'm like expanding beyond the Western medicine as we know it today. Do you have an example of a situation where you've applied it to a client or a patient?
A patient at the hospital.
Yeah. And what
I've
transpired?
so typically for all uses, I work at nighttime, so a lot of my patients try to go to sleep, which is not an easy achievement when you're in that environment. So a lot of often what I'll do is use healing touch to help balance the brain between the right brain and the left brain and just calm the nervous system to help people fall asleep, rest into sleep. Also, after procedures, like after someone's received anesthesia, clearing the medicine up and out of their system more quickly so that they get that anesthesia out of their system more readily, more quickly, and then able to move on and heal so the kidneys can process and flush out that anesthetic. It just really helps with decreasing pain, increasing vitality, and decreasing re recovery time. Can really benefit to get people up and out faster.
I love that because I've had anesthesia, a light anesthesia, then I got really, really sick from it. And then because of that, I had to indicate all that to the second time I had a procedure. And I'm like, it's amazing how taxing anesthesia can be on the person's body and how hard that can be coming out of having had a procedure. So,
and it's necessary for whatever people are going under for to have that, right?
Yeah.
And then, and how people come out of it and how long it takes them to metabolize can be different, right? So it's very individual and to that person's experience, but using the energy medicine helps people to clear it more quickly. So they are out of pain faster. And it decreases their recovery time.
Yeah. I love the idea of that. And I don't know that I actually worked on myself after I had my procedure, but as you're saying that, it just reminds me of the fact that we have our tools and to be able to pull them out and use them. And if not, and if I'm not in a good state to do it myself, to reach out to someone like yourself that could assist me with the process and be like, hey, I have this procedure on this date. Can you tap in and do a session on me and just book something out so that you can help me with the recovery after the fact? So I think that's a great thing to tell some of our listeners about, that if you are having a procedure, I'm going to be sharing Dashka's links to how to connect with her and book sessions with her and potentially work with her. So that information is going to be published. So if that resonates with you and you are running into an experience where you have a surgery and will be put under such a great healing to have done to help you on the recovery process. Now, you and I were talking a bit about energy anatomy, which goes into our aura, our chakra system, talks about our Hara line. There's so many areas of that one can talk about. What of that would you like to kick into? Because I think it's very helpful to people to understand how these interconnect.
Yeah, it's all an extension of you. Your aura, your biofield, your energy field around your body is you. Yeah. It's a part of you. It's an extension of you. So when you go into procedure, like you're going to have anesthesia for some reason, usually, not always, sometimes, I shouldn't say usually, sometimes they will make an incision in the body. Sometimes they'll go through like the mouth or other ways to get into the body that are already existing, right?
Yep.
But if they cut into the skin, then you're also making an incision in the biofield, in the aura. And so that can create a leak of energy leaking out of the field, out of your individual human energy system. So I will use energy medicine to repair, seal, fill, clear, whole, and like repair or seal holes that can create a little leak in the biofield, in the aura. So by sealing those holes, those leaks, then everything is still contained within you. And sometimes people can feel not quite themselves, or something's missing, or something's wrong, or something's not quite right when there's a leak in their field. So that's another thing I will use after procedures for patients' bedside, is to seal and fill those holes. And I think of the connection between, just that it is an extension of us. It's just the part of your body you can't see. And there's layers to it, right? I really focus a lot on the emotional layer, the mental layer, the fifth layer being our divine blueprint, is how we would be in our optimal form, how our body, physical body, should be in our optimal state. So repairing and getting back to those places. So those are the layers of the field that I work on the most or most frequently, but I think of each layer corresponding to one of the seven major chakras of the system. So each major chakra emits its own frequency, its own vibration that's unique to that chakra. That frequency generates a layer of the field.
Right. And
each one corresponds to one of the seven major in the body.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So when you're tapping into the fifth, it connects to, is it the throat?
Yes.
Or is, I was going to say it's the throat chakra.
Yes.
Awesome. And that, I'm actually going through a class right now where I'm revisiting that because there's so many elements to that that are part of the healing. And I think, you know, I've talked about this before, is with everything that people experience as part of their illness or whatever they're going through, there tends to be a root cause. So part of the work that we do and the areas that we're connecting to, such a big element of that is finding the root cause of why this evolved and came about into potentially our auric field and then became an issue in our physical body, right? And so root cause is a deep part of the investigating that we do when we do energy healing. And I think you mentioned that a bit as well, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Were there any other areas like the chakra system? Did you have any other areas of the chakra system that you wanted to talk about?
Can we pause for a second? I need to go grab my charger.
So talking a bit about the chakra system, I'm actually in the middle of reading about a book that some other healers kind of connected me with. It's called The 100 Chakra System. It's an introduction to negative energy release work, and it's by Raven Shambhala. You haven't heard of this book, have you, Dashka?
No, I have not.
I'm only portion of the way through, but it's talking about the ascending chakras, the primary ones in the actual system, and the ones that are below. So it's a fascinating aspect of the chakra system, and I'm learning so many little minuscule things that I did not know about as far as energy healing. And I think, Dashka, you mentioned that there's like these sub chakras, right? Like that go into the joints and organs and things like that. And to getting those balanced and realigned and spinning properly, I just noticed when I clear my chakras that I seem to be much calmer. I seem to be more in the flow. I seem to be just more connected with myself and not so kind of scattered, dealing with crazy stuff in my world. I feel so much calmer and aligned. Do you feel the same when you do chakra clearings on yourself? Or what else do you notice? I don't know if you notice anything.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Absolutely. And it's clearing that, because each chakra, I think of the seven major chakras as each one being associated with a specific body area.
Yeah.
And then within that, so how energy moves from our universal energy field, from the collective to the individual energy field, to your energy body, then to the physical body.
Yeah.
Everything moves from less dense to more dense, and our physical body being the most dense. So energy goes from the universal energy field out to the individual energy field, then through the chakras. The chakras are like the communication port. It's the energy transmitter. It's the receiver, and it's also the transmitter to get energy out of our individual physical body and our energy system, our energy body. So they're like the tunnels or the gateways, right? The doors.
Yeah, I agree. And I tend to find that as I'm doing healing on individuals, chakra clearing and balancing them is probably one of the first things that I tap into when I'm working on an individual. Do you find that to be the case as well?
Yes. So each session I'll start with assessing where someone's chakras are at.
Yeah.
As far as giving an assessment. And then the body area that if there's congestion and a chakra is not fully open and balanced is then getting deeper into the nitty gritty of where within that body area, because each chakra is associated with a body area. Then it goes into the endocrine system through our glands, which can affect our hormones, and the endocrine system being like a specific gland that governs that part of the body, right? Yeah. So how that is regulated and balanced, then going to the emotions behind what is being stored in that area of the body that somebody yeah. is ready to release. And if they're ready to release the emotional root cause of whatever health challenges that they are experiencing.
I tend to hear things in like little words, like sadness, pain, suffering, like little things like that come out when I tap into an area. And sometimes it piecemeals for me, the trauma itself. Like I might actually get an idea of what the trauma was as I'm working on it, that's actually being held there. Some people are very visual and can see it. Mm-hmm. I have not been able to tap into that so much. It just kind of comes in intuitively, and then I hear words. So that's how I've been connecting with it. But I'm dying for that part of my abilities to turn on if they would, because I would love to be able to see what some of the other energy healers are. So I think that's a beautiful gift that some people, do you see it or do you hear it and feel it?
I feel it. I'm a feeler.
You're a feeler?
I'm a feeler. I can feel where, like raking over someone's body, I can feel where there's congestion and where there's flow.
That's so very cool.
I'm a feeler. And then doing all of this intuitive work through becoming certified as a medical intuitive and soul intelligence work, and healing touch, and working with other mentors just to develop my intuition and my skills, I definitely see more than I did a couple years ago. Right, it's developing, it's growing, and if I really want to hone in on like show me, so then I can see within the body where the congestion is or where they're storing that part. And then I think when you bring it to awareness and it's acknowledged by me and by the client, then it's able to be released. Because once we're aware and have that connection to say, this is a emotion that you're holding, are you ready to let that go? And yeah. having that client's permission and awareness and
saying acknowledgement. Yeah.
Yeah. It's acknowledgement, right? It's the mind coming on board to say yes. Where yes. a lot of the other, that's the only part of my work where I want the mind to be involved. The rest of it, it can take a seat and a time out and just kind of sit to the side and rest, because there's nothing to problem solve. It doesn't need to do this, right? It's allowing the body to naturally do what it knows how to do itself. Just as when right. you cut on your finger and it heals.
Exactly. I was going to say, I mean, people always ask, they're like, what is expected? I'm like, you just sit there and allow the energy to flow. And I'm like, you may feel it. You might see things visually, things might pop up. You might see individuals like guides or angels come through, and you might actually see a silhouette of them. You might actually see them and all their features. So when I do the medical intuitive and Reiki, I'm like, it's more of a relaxation for them, and then allowing them to feel and go through the experience while the energy is doing the work, but they don't need to partake. Typically there's some times where it's like, you have to tell them like, you need to let this go, and it's wanting you to say, et cetera. And so sometimes, like you said, it's more of a verbal thing and an acknowledging thing and a letting it set in that that's something that they're holding. But that tends to be all that a session usually involves. And I think people are surprised that it's kind of like you get to chillax.
Right. It's kind of really taking that time for yourself to, can you take an hour, even a half of an hour, if that's what you have, to sit and just receive.
Right.
Folks have a hard time receiving.
They do. And then there's a lot of people that, if you sometimes ask them, like people that ask me questions about it, they're like, I don't even know what I need to release. Like there are people that actively go, I want to clear this stuff. And then there's people that are like, if I were to think about it, never really thought of energy healing in the space. So like, it's kind of baffling. Like, what would I'm like, you have blocks, you have programs, you have trauma, you have past life, you have inner child stuff. There's so many different elements of what impact us in our day-to-day life that
we're not even conscious of it,
that you're not even thinking about have an impact on you. Like just repeating, you may have heard family members talk about even just financial blocks, like we never have enough, you have to work hard, blah blah blah. And I'm like, these repeating things are blocks and things that we get stuck in our systems that create how we're living our lives. And until you clear them and release some of that stuff, that's when you actually start to see the change and the shift in your life. But you don't realize these things are just kind of like stuck in there and they're having some kind of impact.
They're running the program, they're running the show. And you don't know that it doesn't have to be that way.
Right. And I'm like, it's kind of interesting that there's so many ways to enlighten people about what can be stuck in there. And then they're like, when they really start thinking, they're like, oh, okay, maybe I could do some stuff on this and that. But yeah, there's so many different levels to energy healing and the work that we do, whether it's tapping in energetically with the touch or like our hands doing the work, or you're going through the pendulum and you're connecting energetically that way, and you're releasing these programs and these blocks and these things that we have stuck, karmic, you know, whatever it may be, past life, inner child, that just need to be cleared out. And you connect with it that way, and the energy knows what to do, and it will go in there and start the releasing process. So I'm always fascinated by what I learn from other people and their work. But I also love how, and then how connected it is. Like, you've done healing touch and just talking about how it's so interconnected, and then learning how so many of our modalities are very similar, but there's variances in them, and to pick up and learn from other healers what they've gained that we may have not. I just think there's so much education out there and so much to be learned from one another. And you and I were just talking, it's interesting because I have a dog here and a cat, and Dasha's cat is coming and going, how energy sensitive our animals are when we do healing work. Because I have so many healers that notice that their animals come around and want to be close to you when you're connected. And I think that's such an interesting aspect of how they are just simple creatures, and
it's almost not complicated.
It's like the childlike wonder, right? Children connect so easily energetically because they haven't built up all these filters and things that some of us have built and developed over our lifetimes. And I think the same is similar with animals. Like, energetically, they connect with people because of what they can feel and sense at an energetic level that we are sometimes not even aware of. So I just had to throw that in there because of all our animals around us right now, and
they're so
how interesting it is. Was there anything else that you wanted to cover, Dasha, about your work and what you do before we end? Because again, I want to make sure people have the ability to connect with you and reach out to you. I think it is very important at the times of medical procedures, but I think there's so many other areas of our space that we just need to be cleaned up and cleared out. And, you know, sometimes it's focusing on a particular area. So was there anything else you
focusing on a particular area, like a particular symptom or a particular health condition that clients have. Like with you, we worked with the migraine headaches.
Yeah.
Okay to say.
Yeah, no, we did. We absolutely did. And it helped, took a niche out of what I was experiencing for quite some time. So, yeah.
And having that impact for an amount of time, right? Everybody's different, but how long that lasts, and then having those things release and then resolve because your body can heal.
Right.
I think of energy medicine as getting all of the waters of the body flowing and in motion. So
oh, I
it's
love
like
that.
A massage all the way from your individual energy field, from your energy body, all the way down to the cellular level. So each cell and each individual cell is getting exactly precisely what it needs when the waters of the body are low and in motion. Like
I love that.
The working with the chakra system, working with the energy field, you're getting into alignment, you're getting into balance. Once you're in balance, once everything's in its proper place and aligned, that where the energy is aligned, then the body can align, the blood can flow. So your red blood cells are bringing in the oxygen, your white blood cells are taking out the waste. Everything's doing what it's supposed to be doing, just in less congestion with more flow. So your cerebral spinal fluid is moving, your lymph is moving, all the waters in the body are doing what they need to do, going where they need to go precisely to the amount that they need, because your body and source are so intelligent, they know far better than you and I do what to do and where to go. So then each individual cell gets the exact nutrients, the exact hormones that it needs through the waters of the body. Then the body is able to heal itself naturally, as from the inside out, the body's healing.
Right.
So you get things, then you're releasing the symptoms that you're having of that health challenge.
Yep. I was gonna say I agree with that.
So getting
and I'm
the
like
spine into alignment, you can release back pain, right?
Yeah.
Or long-term chronic health issues, if you can go to like the emotional cause, right? So it's doing that work, but then it's also maintenance and keeping everything in alignment and balance so that you feel good and can thrive and have more vitality and energy and emotional balance and mental clarity and even spiritual connection.
Yes. Yeah. I agree too, because it opens up the mindset as well during the process. The one thing I will say is I feel like I'm repeating something constantly, but I feel like healing happens in layers. Like, especially with a chronic illness, they're not typically a one and done. And yes, you can make a significant impact on a person in a individual session, but there are some people where that chronic illness or whatever it is that they've been, what do you call it? I can't think of the word.
Like what they're working with or what they're.
Yeah, just if you've been, why is it I can't think of the word? You've been diagnosed with. Like, why can't I come up with that? When you've been diagnosed with a chronic illness, there's usually already a lot of different things that have gotten you to that point. So to just think that you can spend an hour of your life and completely eliminate all those things in one session that got you there, I think is not truly realistic. I tend to find that with some really deep, heavy stuff, you should anticipate that you're going to spend a little bit of time and investment in the energy healing work to really clear up a lot of what got you to that place. And I don't know if you feel the same, but that's what I tend to find when I work with people.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's multi-layered, and there's different emotions, there's different angles that can be wrapped up around that health challenge, right? And I think of our energy work body, most people can handle up to 90 minutes at a time.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It's hard to tap in for 90 minutes.
It is. So my sessions can be a quick and short tune-up, like a clean-up for 30 minutes, if that's what somebody wants, or I'll go up to 90 minutes. An hour is most common, but some people do want more than an hour, and that's perfectly fine.
I get that.
After 90 minutes, their body is like, I'm done.
I bet.
I have to come back and do this again another time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would think receiving that, your body is just like, you've hit everything that you could possibly hit in this session, and I need a break.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's, you know, just one session for, exactly.
Absolutely great. So, Dashka, I am so grateful that you and I had an opportunity to connect. We have not chatted in a bit, so this was really great connecting again. And I'm definitely going to keep that in mind, because I suck at working on myself when I am not in a good place, to reach out to you to work on me if I have any.
Please do. Outcome. And I have my, you know, we all have our people that you need to, when you can't do your own, to support and say, I can't quite get this, or I need a different view to look at this, or this is what's going on with me. Or sometimes it's too close to home.
I agree. That experience
where I'm like, I know this is my thing and I can't get past it. So asking for support from friends, or like when I've just been feeling really lousy and sick, right? Yeah. And you have to keep doing all the things, including family and mom mode and all of this stuff. I'm like, I just need some extra support right now.
And get a little,
make me help clear my body of this illness. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. And reach out to me as well if you need a little boost in one of those scenarios, because I would be happy to jump in. So to the audience, I am going to post all of Dashka's contact information. If you want to connect, get a quick 30 minute, do the full hour. If you really want to dive deep and do the 90 minute, these are some different options available to you. Dashka, I love working with you. I love connecting, and I loved what I felt energetically. It was definitely different than some of the other people that I've had energy work on me. And I loved it. I loved the whole experience. So for any of those that are interested, please feel free to connect. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Every Little Bit Counts, and join us next week.